So good to have you here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team in place today. We always have a great crew. Charles Beery is our producer. Michael McCall is on social media. And Matt Gabensky is the first voice you hear when you call in. And then we love to get you on the air and talk about, Debbie, today pretty much anything that people want to talk about.
This is our monthly unscripted show. This is where you bring the topics to the table. Anything that's on your mind or heart, or you want to ask a question about the faith, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. This is the last day of July. Can you guys believe it? Maybe you're getting ready to start your Christmas shopping. I know people that start in August. It happens all the time. You're getting ready for back to school or the things that are going on in the world or in the church. Please call in. If you have something to share, like a praise report, definitely share that. We have the book out. If you need some prayers, I have the entire book, the prayer book out. Also, we have the prayer wall on our website. So don't forget that. That's at take2show.com. But it is unscripted, Jerry, and we do need to fill the phone lines with a variety of topics today from our Take Two family. So here's the number. Start dialing 833-288-EWTN. You see how easy you can remember that? Or it's 833-288-3986.
If you were on the line for a previous show and didn't get on, we would love to field your take on whatever that topic happened to be. We've done shows, of course, our All About Relationship show, Being Pursued by a Saint, Letting Go, Letting God. If you just look back at the show calendar on take2show.com and say, hey, you know what, that's right, I tried to get in that day and they ran out of time, so I'd like to share my take on that topic today, you are welcome to do that. We are always open to future topic suggestions. This really is your show. Debbie and I come up with a lot of topics along with our producer, Charles, and other people. But your topics also get on the calendar very frequently. So that would be something you can call in about today as well. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
Phone lines are just starting to light up for this July Unscripted, so it's your show. So take it to great heights. You know, you fill all the phone lines, you keep things going. So that's the way it works here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We believe that you guys drive the show. This is your platform where the laity come together and share their lived experiences. You guys are the teachers, the catechists. You have a lot to say, and we want to hear it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, please wave to YouTubers. They got the chats going. Thanks, you guys. You can send your comments there. Michael McCall will happily pick those up.
Yeah, and as we said, almost anything goes on this show. Obviously, we want to keep it Take Two family friendly and kid ears friendly always. And of course, that's what every show on EWTN does. But we can visit anything going on in the church, in the world, maybe in your life. Maybe there's a relationship you would like to discuss. You didn't get through on our All About Relationships show. We've done angel shows, miracle shows. We do prayer shows. So it's really kind of wide open today. And we would just love to hear kind of what's musing, rolling around in your head. I always have things kind of tossing around in my head that I'd like to talk about if I had the opportunity. So this is it. This is that opportunity for you. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
Just a couple phone lines open, so this is going to be a great start for the July Unscripted. I absolutely look forward to this show. At the end of every month, I so love this show. I just told Jerry right before we started, and Charles, our producer, I said, this is one of my favorite shows because you don't know what topic is going to be placed in front of you, what question's going to be asked, you know, what kind of, where the conversation's going. It's really fun. It's very fast, and we really want you to participate. So please don't sit this out. Don't just be entertained. Call in. First-time callers, we love you guys. We ring a virtual bell, okay? We ring it in all of our imagination, but it's for you for calling in. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
All right, you know, we have almost full phone lines, only one line open right now, so why don't we just, I think we can dive into the calls right
Absolutely.
Now, Debbie, if you
Let's
think
go.
We had. Donna was first up in Northern Colorado listening on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Donna, welcome.
Hi there.
Hello.
I would like to ask, and praise the Lord for you two people, because you are the only people that I know of to ask about what happened to me. Let me start sharing. And it happened just a couple of weeks ago. I'm not young. I'm 85. I'm handicapped. And I had banking to do at a nearby city. So I drove over to the town. And as I was driving up the street to make my left-hand turn to get into the bank, and this is a small bank, and it has only one handicap place. And as I was driving up to that street, I saw this beautiful pickup truck with a long bed. And I had never seen that truck before, either in my city over here or anywhere. And so anyway, I pull up to the, and I thought he was in my one and only handicapped place. And so I pull in there, and lo and behold, he wasn't. He was right next door to my handicapped spot. So I had banking to do two transactions inside the bank. So I went in, or I had my purse and the documents. So I had two bags, well, my purse and the bag. And I got out, I got my walker, and I knew exactly where the ramp was. I knew exactly how long this ramp was, and I...
Donna, hold that thought just for a second, Donna. We got a break here, but I can't wait to hear what you're going to unveil for us here with the rest of your account of what happened that day. So, Donna, hang on. We love having you on the program in Northern Colorado, and we are going to get to Patricia and Ryan and Marnie, and we have a line open, unscripted. What would you like to talk about today? You set the table, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Take two with Jerry and Debbie, and you, our unscripted show. We're talking with Donna in Northern Colorado. Donna, sorry about the pause there, but we have to do that every day at this time. But you were telling us about you went out to do some banking transactions the other day. You thought maybe somebody had been in the what I call the blue spot, the handicap spot, and it turns out he wasn't. But then, so go ahead and continue along with what transpired after that.
Okay. So anyway, I get out. I get into the back of my car, get the walker out, and I'm going up this steep ramp, and I'm using the car, my car, to get up to the ramp, and lo and behold, out came this all-American-looking young man, well, 45-ish maybe, well-groomed. I would say that he was right out of the shower and no tattoos and just nice guy. Anyway, he gets out of the truck and he comes over to help me. And he said, wait, now I'll help you. And I said, well, I'm almost up here to the sidewalk. And he said, I will help you into the door, and it was a double door with a foyer, and he opened the door, and he said to me, I'll be here when you come out.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, sure, blow that off. Well, I did my two transactions, and I came back out. The banker opened the first door. I came out through the foyer, and then the banker opened the second door, and this my angel, that's the way I'm going to call, sure. that's what I'm going to call him. He was standing there. Wow. And I must have looked startled at him because he said, I told you I'd be here.
Aww.
And lo and behold, he was. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and I said, well, you should be at work. And he said, I was. And I said, well, then you're going to go to the golf course. And he said, and he laughed. And it was kind of cute the way he laughed. Mm-hmm. And he said, no. And I asked him his name, and he told me. And so then we walked the distance of the sidewalk, and he said, okay, now I'll help you down this ramp. And I said, okay. And he put his arm out. I touched him. I put my arm through his arm. And he was a pretty good-sized guy and strong. And we went down, and I kind of, purposely went to the left, and I was going to let him redirect the walker, which he did. And we got down to the parking lot, and he said, okay, now I will help you with the walker. I'll put the walker in the back. He said, tell me how to do it. And I said, well, my neurologist would not want you to help me. And I said, the neurologist's name, Dr. Pavot. And he said, Dr. Pavot isn't here. So anyway, he put the walker in the back of the trunk or the seat of the car. And so then I got in my car. He went around and got in his beautiful truck. I didn't mention that his shirt matched the same color as his long-bedded truck.
Wow.
Beautiful truck. I have never seen a truck like that before. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he pulled out. He went west out of the parking lot. I went east, and I could see the back of his truck going as I was going down the parking lot. Mm-hmm. So that was the end of that. But I tell you, I just was in awe of this whole situation. My take on it, Jerry and Debbie, is that was God saying to me, I will do what I said I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And he told me that he would be there waiting for me, which he was, to help me out.
Right, right.
So what's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, I've studied angels for well over 13 years, Donna, and I think you could have definitely had an encounter with your guardian angel, absolutely. And so, you know, why does God allow this and why does God want this is because God loves us. He wants us to know that we are cared for. We have those special pure spirits beside us, helping us get to heaven. And so when they do manifest, they will manifest in various ways. Sometimes you'll see them as a big, you know, good looking guy in a nice truck, or you'll see them as a little senior, little lady, you know, walking up the street, you know, because that's how, when they manifest, it's basically like they take on a costume. They come, they make this encounter with the person that they are, are in charge of, which is you, Donna. And so, do these encounters happen? Yes. Do we ask for them? No. And we shouldn't, because see, they're on a mission from God. They're beholding the face of God and ministering to us at the same time. So Donna, for some reason, the good Lord needed you to have this experience so it could reinforce how much you are loved by God and how you have a guardian angel, very strong and very good looking guardian angel, watching over you and helping you. So I think it's awesome. And that's my take on it. I would confirm it. What do you say, Jer?
Well, I agree with all of that. And I would just say, you know, even if it wasn't an angel, maybe it was an actual human being. It helps to restore your faith in humanity and in the goodness of the people that God has created, Donna, even in a world in which we live that's very self-centered and narcissistic and me first and get out of my way. This individual, whether a human or an angel, definitely did you a great favor and was acting certainly at the inspiration of God on some level, especially if it was an angel. So, mm-hmm. Donna, thank you. Bless your
thank
sweetheart.
You
are precious. We thank you for starting us off here on our Unscripted. Thanks for being a member of the Take-Two family. We love you and ask you to keep us in your prayers as we will do for you. Bless you, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Okay, we're going to move to Patricia. Patricia's in Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. I'm here in Massachusetts driving on my from Boston to Springfield for my daughter's birthday today. So I'm going to visit. But I have to share, in my travels, I do listen to EWTN AM 730 Western Mass, and it switches over from 1060. So this is what I do. And I have to share, this my first time on your program, and I thank you for this. I have to share, as always, corporate America, my Verizon bill for my TV cable is $107, and that's along with everything else we all have. I chose to switch. I'm a Wilma Flintstone in this Judy Jetson age and invested in an RCA antenna and the Fire Stick, a legal one, from Best Buy. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I was working on it. The antenna's fine. A few channels are still wavy. But with the stick, unbelievable. I have to share that I can listen now to EWTN anytime, anything I want to do. The Divine Mercy, the Rosary. I am in heaven right now. And this Wilma Flintstone has graduated to a Judy Jetson. And
yay.
Then, mind you, the savings of $107. And I'm saying this on national television. I will be sending a bit of a donation to your program and the other programs that I listen to. Thank you, Ida. And let me tell you, you talk about guardian angels. My guardian angel, as I said, a woman from Zone, was watching over me to connect that Amazon passport and whatever you had to do. I'm pulling over now at the Mudbutt Way because I'm driving. But let me tell you, I am so thankful for your network, because I travel. Who wants to travel and sit in traffic? There's no good music out there anymore. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I would rather sit and listen to you guys. And depending on the time of day, I love the 3 o'clock where they do everything, you know, like the Divine Mercy. But I just want to thank you. And please, this world needs this. I was in Magicory this time last year for the very first time. So I'm reflecting on that. But I'm also signing up for the Marian Conference in October in Braintree, Mass. And I just purchased that book that is about the 33 days with the Blessed Mother, where you do a retreat with her, because my cousin and my sister just got back from Magicory, too. So we do what we have to do. We're told, as I hear from you people and all the wonderful programs, we have to do our homework. It is given to us. The door is knocking. We just have to answer it. And I am so thankful now. I am in heaven. Bring on the bad weather. Bring on the bad winter. Because I'm in New England, and right now dealing with sinuses, as we do in this wonderful part of the United States. But and we have to vote. I mean, I'm not going to get into politics, but we do what we have to do.
Sure. Wow. So, Patricia, we love you. This is like the day of precious calls. I just love it. And first-time caller, thank you for just gracing this conversation and blessing us today with your words. I mean, wow. I mean, powerful. And to have EWTN round the clock, I do think it's a slice of heaven. Absolutely, Jer.
Yeah, Patricia, you have pointed out a beautiful way that God has acted in your life. You mentioned the savings that you have off of your other bill. And God bless you. Thank you for, you know, not only being able to, you know, pay for the Fire Stick, you know, but also for your comments, your sentiments about making a donation to EWTN. It's because of beautiful souls like you that this show and the other shows can be on the air each and every day. So anything else, Patricia?
Just thank you for your ministry, and keep it coming. And I will donate, and everyone should donate a little bit. There's those coins under your sofa, and the coins in the car. Put it together. Go to a coin star and make a donation. We have to keep this. This world needs your circuit of EWTN. And I mean that still. I thank you so much for your ministry. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you, Patricia. Well, thank you. Well, we value your membership to the Take Two family and EWTN, and safe driving. It sounds like you do a lot of traveling. So safe driving, I guess you feel very... you have a company in the car with EWTN. I love that, Patricia. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Patricia. Hey, real quickly, speaking of the broadcasts on EWTN, EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel every morning. It's live at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, and we want to help you draw closer to our Eucharistic King and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through our free Mass Guide booklet, which includes both English and Latin text. Mm-hmm. It'll help you follow along with the Mass on EWTN and unite with Catholics worldwide. How do you get it? Your free Mass booklet or ebook, visit EWTN.com/Catholicism and click readings.
Beautiful. Okay, Ryan's been waiting a long time in West Michigan on the EWTN app. And Ryan, we wanted to say hi to you. You're going to probably have to hang on through the break with us because it sounds like your topic is going to be, I think it's going to resonate with a lot of people. So we may want to talk about it a little bit. So Ryan, welcome to Unscripted.
Thank you. Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes. Go right ahead.
So I'm a husband and father. It's my, my top goal to get myself, my wife, and my son to heaven. My wife's cousin is getting married. It's a same-sex marriage. I said, that's not something I want to bring my family to. But then her stepsister is also getting married, but she was raised Catholic. She's getting married outside the church. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, is that something we can go to? And then where the line is, what can we go to, what can't we go to?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want you want to go? We're going to need time for this because this is a topic that comes up all the time, and this can really help folks who are listening. So do you want to start, Jerry?
Yeah, I can just offer a couple thoughts,
sure.
Ryan. I know Debbie can probably do a lot better than I can. But we have to realize, if I can use this word hierarchy, there's kind of a hierarchy of things we're able to, I guess you would say, attend as Catholic Christians. In a same-sex ceremony, something like that, I would say, in my understanding, my estimation would be, probably never, because it's just simply giving the wrong, impression that we're supporting something like that that is intrinsically, disordered and out of God's plan. The other situation you mentioned, if it's somebody who was raised Catholic, maybe they haven't been practicing their Catholic faith for a long time, maybe they repudiated their Catholic faith. Debbie, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it depends a little bit on where they are in terms of their walk as a Catholic. Like if they're practicing Catholic and then they say, well, I want to get married outside the church anyway, then that's us, that would be us, basically mm-hmm. giving our implicit approval of that. But
right.
if they have been away from the faith or not active or not practicing and aren't really, in that case, they probably wouldn't be, aware or up to speed on the church's understanding of the need to be married within the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That could be a different story, unless I'm mistaken.
Right. So where what Jerry is sharing, Ryan, and you're going to hear the music in just a little bit, so stay with us, is that there's different circumstances and different details in every single situation. And so you want to look at everything. This is what I would suggest for the very first thing you and your wife should do, is you should sit down with your pastor or the deacon at your church or somebody you really respect at the church. See, you're going to hear the music, Ryan, so I've got more to share. So hang on. This is our Unscripted for the last day of July. Can you guys believe it? This year is going so fast. So please join us. Bring all your topics to the table now. Don't wait any longer. 833-288-EWTN, and we'll be right back. Our July Unscripted. We do this once a month. Open up the phone lines. You can ask pretty much any question. We're speaking with Ryan in West Michigan. And Ryan asked a really good question of, like, as Catholics, as practicing Catholics, what weddings, what ceremonies can we attend? Which ones should we decline and make our you know, our voices heard about, you know, certain things that are happening with people's lives. So, Ryan, going back to what I would do, this is just a suggestion. You and your wife really should sit down with your pastor or your deacon or a lay leader at the church that you respect. And please, you know, talk to them and ask them, present the scenarios and say, which should we decline? How do we do this? How do we charitably do it? You know, do we say no, and this is the reason why we're not coming? Do we send a gift? Is it possible to be at the reception? Is it possible to, you know, anything you want? You want to paint every single detail and really be specific with those that you, that you're getting counsel from. Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing is with the same sex ceremonies, you know, this is just my take on this. When we participate or we attend any of these ceremonies, I know we're trying to keep up the family relationships, and we should do that because God honors that when we try to keep those families together, right? But when we do something like that Jerry was just sharing, that is something that we do not recognize or accept. It is basically you're sending a signal saying we're okay with this. You know, we will make an exception because this person happens to be a cousin or something of that nature. That can be really problematic, especially for the youth, because the youth see what we do. We have to model the faith for them. And you were saying that your job is to get your wife and your son to heaven. Well, your son's going to see all that. Your son's going to remember all that. But you also to charitably sit down with these relatives and just say, listen, you need to understand this. We are practicing Catholics. This is what we believe. You are choosing to do something else. This has nothing to do with our love and our relationship and our friendship and our being cousins or whatever. This has to do with your decisions. We cannot participate and we cannot be present because it gives the indication that we are in somehow we're okay with these decisions. And that's where the problem is. So that's where you have to figure it out. Now with the ones who are lapsed Catholics or who leave the faith and go get married at a destination wedding and things like that, again, talk to your priest or deacon or somebody at the church. But I will tell you that I've heard it recently that a lot of priests are saying that to keep up the family relationships, to keep those lines of communication open, there are times where you can be a guest at the wedding, not participate in the ceremony, but be a guest at the wedding. And just so that you keep up those family relationships so that someday when that person is ready to come back to the Holy Mother Church, the feeling of trust is there and the feel and the relationship is there so you can have those conversations. So like I was trying to say, this is in many layers, is very complex. You have to break it down. It's not just a one size, you know, I'm going to do it this way this time. You have to really pray about this and talk to people you trust in the church. Unfortunately, Ryan somehow dropped. So if you can call back, Ryan, we'd love to hear your comments on this. But Jerry, what do you think about this? This is actually one of the number one questions Adam Bly and I get on the Spirit World.
No, I think it was brilliantly stated, and I think you kind of, just took what I had said and really fleshed it out in a very beautiful way. So, yeah, again, Ryan, if you are still tuned in and you want to comment back on what Debbie or I shared, please feel free to do that. The number is 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
Well, and let me just share this because full disclosure, you know, Jerry and I don't hold anything back at all. We pretty much put everything out there. My brother-in-law he was in a ceremony with his partner, same sex, and he had a ceremony and he invited us to the reception and everything. And we sent a beautiful message back telling him how much we love him as a brother and a brother-in-law, how much we absolutely want the best for him. But it's not appropriate for us as practicing Catholics for us to be present because it was going to give a signal that is really not something that we can endorse or condone in any way. Now, he wrote back and he sent us a loving message back, a beautiful message back, and everything's great. And he actually said, you know what? I knew you guys weren't going to come, but I wanted to invite you because you're part of the family, but it was beautiful how you responded back to us. So I think when you do things in charity, you can keep the relationship still there.
Yeah, absolutely. Praise God. We want to try and do that to the fullest degree that we can without compromise. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, not only are we making a statement about what we believe, but we're actually in a sort of unofficial sense representing the church.
That's
when
exactly
we
right.
make decisions like this. So it's very, very people will get the wrong impression of what the church believes and teaches, especially about the sacredness and sanctity of marriage. Okay, Ryan, thanks again for the call. We're unscripted today on take two. We're going to get back to more of your calls. Matthew in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Matthew. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good afternoon, Jerry and Debbie.
Welcome. How are you?
From our nation's capital.
Yeah. Good. Hey,
how
Matthew.
How you been?
Hey, from Seattle. Good. I think my last missive to you guys is probably like a few months ago after our baby was born. Mm-hmm. On an email.
Mm-hmm.
So we have baby Killian now here in the nation's capital. Katie is still serving on active duty for the Navy, working at the Navy Yard where a lot of engineering stuff happens for our Navy. And Killian and I are the chauffeur duty right now.
Wow.
But anyways, thanks for the show and cool unscripted. So I can say whatever I want, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kidding. I'll be appropriate. But Angels, the first lady, I can't remember her name, the lady from Colorado, it sounded like she was about to start writing like a Western, like a Louis L'Amour novel with her story.
That's Donna. That's Donna from Colorado.
Yeah, that was awesome. It made me think about Angels. And St. Matthew, he's often depicted writing the gospel with the help of the angel. Sometimes I think about that. With the beautiful name that my parents gave me when I was an itty bitty baby, most pure and innocent that I'll ever be, unless I get to heaven. it encourages me to try my best to be angelic to other people. You know, like little things like holding the door, like that gentleman that Donna was talking about. We can all be almost like angelic to other people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people that we interact with every day, we might not ever see again here on Earth. It's kind of crazy to think about that, but I know we're not angels, but we can be like angels to them. And it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
Right, baby Killian?
Aw, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
You are such a great dad, and you're just a wonderful person, and we love you to pieces, and we're just so grateful that you're part of the Take-Two family. But, you know, you're right, and to be kind of an angel to someone else, so to be kind to someone else, to be charitable, to be loving. You know, Jerry, you say it all the time. Well, I know it's a famous kind of quote that's out there. I don't even know who actually authored it, but, you know, be kind always because everybody's fighting a battle, you know, within. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. You know, many people are struggling and we don't know what they're going through. And for us to step up and be that shining light for them really can change the way they look at humanity, the way they look at life. Like Donna, Donna was bursting to tell her story of her encounter with this. It could have easily been an angel. And it's a beautiful thing when you hear these stories. I agree with you, Matthew. We need more love and kindness and just kind of that. We need more of the angelic world showing itself in this world. What do you say, Jer?
No, I agree with all of that. And I would say there was almost a little twinge of surprise in Donna's voice as she was telling that story, that somebody would actually act this way
mm-hmm.
toward her and help her out in such a way. And that to me is a bit unfortunate that we're at a place in the world right now where we kind of come to expect people not to be kind and considerate to us just
right.
because of the hurry, hustle, bustle world we live in and people sort of being a little bit more self-centered than perhaps we should be. But there are still, that's why I said at the end of Donna's call, there's still, it gives you kind of a renewed hope in humanity that, you know, kindness still does exist in people's hearts and we can experience that in our day-to-day lives. So Matthew, it sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Amen. And also one thing I was thinking about just now is that we never know if we're encountering an angel.
That's true.
So like if we have that bad day where we're just mad at things or whatever, and maybe there's an angel that's sent our way, but we either completely ignore it or miss an opportunity or even worse, are mean or mean-spirited towards someone or something, creature of God.
But Matthew, you do realize that baby Killian, you know, children are they can spot and can absolutely receive angelic manifestations much easier than we can as adults. So it's very interesting, the innocence. I've read hundreds and hundreds of stories of children, babies and toddlers, fixating on a white wall and having a conversation with you can't see that person there. And afterwards, as the child gets older, they will actually say, didn't everybody see this? It's kind of interesting because Padre Pio used to say it all the time to his mother. Doesn't everybody talk to their guardian angel? Doesn't everybody see their guardian angel? And so it doesn't happen. And for the majority of us, and we really shouldn't be looking for it, but children are very receptive to it. So you're pretty blessed to have these young, innocent children to be able to receive all this.
Yeah, amen. And last thing with his name, Saint Killian, because you had a few callers about Catholic holy matrimony, and we've gone through that a little bit in the last few years with having to turn down a few quote-unquote weddings, not same-sex, but heterosexual weddings, but people who are baptized Catholics. But the short of it is that Saint Killian, his patron, he's kind of like the Saint John the Baptist removed about 600 years from Saint John the Baptist. He went from Ireland to Germany, and he was killed for over marriage. He told the Duke and Duchess down in Bavaria that they had an unlawful marriage, and the Duchess didn't appreciate it. The Duke converted, and the Duchess sent some soldiers after Killian and Totten and Coleman and killed the three of them. Their skulls are relics now in Würzburg, Germany. Anyway, so we need great saints like that for us to stand, because it's not easy to stand in that position and take a strong stand. And thanks for Debbie for sharing your story of the recent letter and just being as charitable as possible about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we got to walk the walk, talk the talk. Yeah, let our yes mean yes or no mean no. Absolutely. Matthew, you're awesome. Jerry,
thanks,
comments?
Thanks, Matthew.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much, brother. Great to hear from you. You, as always, blessings to you and Katie and Killian and the rest of the family. Keep us posted. We're just an email away, as you know. Take2@EWTN.com. Thank you, Matthew, for the call from Washington, D.C. And, it's interesting throughout human history how many, major things have happened over marriage. Obviously John the Baptist, he mentioned St. Killian. There was, the Protestant Reformation really kind of had as its roots, adultery and a marital arrangement and stuff. So God takes it very, very seriously. And, and we have to as well. Because
absolutely.
That's the human family mirrors the divine family, the triune God. Mm-hmm. So it's where we're most like the Trinity, I believe, is when we're, living out modeling family life as man and woman and children.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to attempt to do this because I have actually practiced this city many, many times. I'm going to try it. So Kelly in Ashtabula, Ohio, listening on the Station of the Cross. Kelly, did I even get close?
Oh. Did you say Kelly?
Yes, yeah, Kelly.
Yes,
Ashtabula?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, did I get it?
Ashtabula?
Yeah, good.
No, we're up on the north coast here, right by the lake.
Good, good. But I just wanted to pronounce it correctly, Kelly. That's all I wanted to do today. So.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good because most people don't.
I know, I've been practicing it for years. But go right ahead. Go right ahead on unscripted. You're on the air.
Anyways, this is why I was calling you, and I just want to give a shout out to you and Jerry. While back, I haven't been able to get to the phone when you were on, or it wasn't unscripted. It was about April 4th, listening to Dr. Ray. It was a Friday, April 4th. And I'm driving down the road, And this lady calls in, and tourist Dr. Ray goes through his whole thing the way only Dr. Ray can. And she says, oh, but wait just a minute. You didn't let me get to my thing of how I converted. And anyways, this lady named Patricia credits you and Jerry for her conversion to the faith. Listen to your program.
Wow.
I just thought I'd let you know.
Wow. And they actually, Patricia actually said it on Dr. Ray's show?
Yeah, Dr. Ray's show. And I don't know if it was a pre-record. No, his is least worst of. Dr. Ray's least worst of. I don't know if it was a live show or least worst of, but it was aired on April 4th. Like, if you want to somehow get it and listen to it.
Sure.
A lady named Patricia.
That is so amazing, Kelly, because you know why? See, Dr. Ray always teases us that we are his warm-up act. He always teases us. And so that there you go. So the Take Two family has spoken, Jerry.
Yeah, well, actually, he says we're his warm-up act. Actually, we build up an audience, a listenership for him. So he's got to credit us for that, for people staying on. But Kelly, thanks for bringing this to our attention, because, Debbie, that's probably our friend Tricia, wouldn't you think?
I don't know. We're going to have to go back and listen. Kelly, that is so awesome. Thank you so very, very much. Bless your heart for sharing.
Unfortunately, I was driving, so I didn't catch what else she said, and I did happen to remember Patricia. But if I could just, I'd also like to give a shout out to Donna earlier. I was driving also, and her possible guardian angel. I was laughing so hard because I was so relieved. I didn't think of her going to the bank with two bags and a car parked next to hers. I didn't think that would end good.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So kind of had that.
I was relieved.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and I think it's so cool that if indeed it was a guardian angel, that he showed up in a really cool truck and he was really good looking. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So thanks, Kelly. Thank you so much. Wow. Beautiful. Okay. Jerry, I just want to share with our listeners before we get back to the phones on this Unscripted for July. Join us for Catholic Connection tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday morning. 9 a.m. on EWTN Radio. Teresa Tomeo and her guests share the Catholic perspective on the day's news and newsmakers. Catholic Connection is really a cool show.
Great program. Speaking of Patricias, we have a Patricia next in Pennsylvania listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Patricia. Thanks for your patience. Welcome. Hi, Patricia. Are you with us? Oh, Patricia.
I can hear her.
We'll tell you what, Matt. Yeah, we'll have Matt Kubinski check back in with Patricia.
Aww.
As we go to Christina in North Texas, and Christina listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Welcome.
Billy. Hi, how are you?
Doing great. So glad that you called.
Yes, well, I'm calling because I was listening earlier when a Patricia called from Massachusetts. And she had talked about she'd been to Medjugorje recently. Now she's got family there. And it just brought up to mind, I have loved all these Marian apparitions. I've been so blessed to go to Fatima, to Lourdes. I got to work in the baths in Lourdes. I got to go to Medjugorje in 1996. It brought me a lot of healing. There was a lot of amazing things that happened. But then I got, which led actually to us to having two more children. So it was a great blessing, and but then I got really busy raising five kids, and I kind of drifted away from everything. I still went to, you know, took all the children away to Mass on Sunday, but 2 years ago, I went back to Medjugorje, first time in 25 years, and it was just reinforced to me amazing things just, and it seemed like everybody I was with there had amazing things happening to them, and when I came home and was talking to my son-in-law about, you know, they used to pray the rosary daily, and they haven't in years and years. And he said, well, it's not necessary for salvation. And so the point I wanted to make was Mary's been appearing, even in the past 175 years, many, many times. And every time she comes, she asks people to pray the rosary daily for peace. And I said, she doesn't come because she doesn't have anything better to do. And she just wants to come and visit us and chit-chat. But God, you know, allows her to come to us out of great love and mercy to help us. And just, of course, there's nothing new revelation, but to encourage us and give us our little, our motherly pep talk. So I just would like to encourage everybody to please, please listen to our mother and to pray for peace every single day. And, you know, I know if you haven't been praying the rosary, at times it can be very, seem like a long time and nothing going on, but train your mind to read scripture and meditate on that while you're praying. It's very helpful.
So, go ahead, yeah, so Christina, just a couple things. As you probably know this, but Padre Pio, since I mentioned him earlier, Padre Pio used to say multiple rosaries a day, something like 11, 17 rosaries a day. He used to say the rosary all throughout his whole entire day. So that's Padre Pio, and a lot of people love him very, very much. But our friend and my co-host for the spirit world, Adam Bly, who's a religious demonologist, a church decreed religious demonologist, he says that, and I've heard other folks say this in the Catholic world, that the rosary is the best deliverance prayer. So I know a lot of people are looking for all these special prayers to try and protect their families and do things like that, but it's the rosary. Why? Because it's scriptural, and because it focuses on the life, the ministry, the death, the suffering, death, resurrection of Jesus and his mother. So it's just a beautiful way to meditate on the whole entire true story. So Christina, you're spot on. And I feel it's sad to me that so many Catholics feel that it's just, oh, it's just the rosary. You know, I grew up with the rosary. My grandmother used to say the rosary, but it's so powerful. Jerry?
I agree. Christina, you are with me and Debbie, and I'm sure most of the Take Two family, you're preaching to the choir as I pray at least one rosary a day. And it's not, it can be time consuming. Sometimes it's hard to carve out the 20, 25 minutes if you want to pray it, you know, meditatively and prayerfully and slowly and reverently. But, you know, a lot of people, I will fit it in during different parts of my day. You know, if I have a drive that I can get in 2 decades of the rosary, I'll do the first 2 decades and maybe one later and finish up later on. Or if I wake up during the night, I'll pray the whole thing. But the reason, and Christina, you know this, and Debbie, the reason that the rosary is so powerful and Our Lady is so powerful is because of her son and the work that he did on the cross, and his application of that work, his redeeming salvific work on the cross applied to Mary in a pre sort of way at her conception. She is in Satan's face. She is an affront to Satan because she is the first example and the first fruits and the greatest example and the greatest fruit of the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. So in Mary, Satan sees his ultimate defeat in such a beautiful, holy, godly creation as our Blessed Mother. That is why Satan hates Mary so much and hates the rosary so much and why it's so powerful.
Yeah, and I just have to say something really quickly because I don't believe in any accidents. Okay, I know for a fact, I'm looking at it right now, that my phone is completely turned off. There's no way it could signal me. And as you were speaking, Jerry, right when you hit that point, my phone went off. And so, you know, okay, this is like, it's like heaven is confirming see, this is why I love Catholic radio. God is using the radio to reach each and every one of us. Wow, that was powerful. Final comments, Christina.
Yes, I just, like I said, I really, when I go to these Marian apparition sites, I need that pep talk. Sometimes people say to me, did you learn anything new? And I said, but no, I needed that grace. I needed that pep talk to go, oh, yes, let me renew that spirit in me to recommit myself to what I know I need to be doing. Right. And then it just makes me so happy.
Yeah.
You know, we think of it, oh, my gosh, all these demands on me, but no. When you then commit to it and you do it, you're so happy afterwards.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. People don't have to do what we do. But I just, you know, again, full disclosure, the very first thing I do after I open my eyes in the morning each day is I start praying the rosary immediately. Why do I do that? Not because it's like, oh, you know, let me check the box. I prayed the rosary. It truly gets me in the right frame of mind, and it gives me that jump start for the spiritual day. And there's so much power in the rosary. And so even if people can't actually spend that 22 minutes to pray the rosary, play the rosary on your phone, put it on. There's so many rosaries out there that can be playing in the background as you're getting ready for work, and you can pray along.
Yeah, absolutely. Christina, God bless you. Thank you for your phone call and your participation on our unscripted show. And just to follow up on what she was talking about, you know, our souls are like these giant gas tanks that need to be filled up with grace. And the world can kind of drain those. So we need those special experiences of pilgrimages or the National Eucharistic Congress or things, these mountaintop experiences. Jesus went away to pray alone, went up on mountaintops. We need to follow his example, and that's how we get filled up to be his hands, his feet, his eyes, and his ears to other people on this earth. So, Christina, thank you. Terry, Matt, and Betsy, I'm sorry you hear that music. We come to this point every day on the show. It's the only part of the show we don't like.
Yep. Tomorrow is our Whom or What Are You Praying For? Because it starts the month of August. So if you have a prayer intention request, call in tomorrow or and keep your comments for August Unscripted at the end of the month, Jerry. I think that's going to be another great show.
Well, we want to, as always, recognize our show team. Thanks, guys. And the saint of the day is St. Ignatius of Loyola. Pray for us. Again, Whom or What Are You Praying For tomorrow? Until then, have a most beautiful and blessed day from all of us here at Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.